Point Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Robb from Battlestar Galactica to Major Crimes. Nobody lights up a scene like Mary McDonald. And she talks a little bit with us about what we can expect for the third season of her TNT hit drama. Plus, it looks like somebody's finally paying attention to Ant-Man. Let's get to the point.
This is The Point. The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
Actress Mary McDonald is back on the case with another season of the TNT crime drama, Major Crimes. I sat down with Mary and first off asked her to fill us in on exactly what the show's about.
Major Crimes is an elite division of detectives in the LAPD. And all of our stories center around crimes that are unusual or extraordinary and require our services on it in trying to solve the crime, trying to find, solve the crime and bring the criminal in and move it forward into the, through the justice system. My character is Captain Sharon Rader. I run the Major Crimes Division. And most of the characters in Major Crimes have been together as characters on both shows now for about 10 years. So we have a great deal of very rich history and stories through which we relate to each other and solve these crimes.
So what can we expect from the third season?
Well, I think season three is rolling out so far to be a very poignant and very edgy season. We're looking at a lot of children's situation, the disenfranchised youth in our country and the at-risk youth in our country, how that rolls back into the world of crime and murder and sort of lost child. And we're kind of taking a look at where we're failing our children and where we're trying to help and where it's not working. Where is the justice system and the police? Where are we not able to keep track of the children, to sort of locate lost children, to be able to help children who are out there on the street? So it's got a very interesting, deep quality to it so far this season.
Nobody knows better than an Oscar and Emmy nominee Mary that series television is tough. So what attracted her back to the medium and for this role?
Well, it kind of happened organically. James Duff offered me a three-episode arc on The Closer. Basically, the whole idea was to bring in a female character, you know, sort of powerhouse that would give Kira Sedgwick's character, Chief Brenda Lee Johnson, someone to deal with, someone new to deal with as an antagonist. So I kind of really decided to come in for three episodes. I love the writing. I love Kira and the cast. And I thought it would be fun to just come in and work with James and see what he was up to. But my character kind of took hold very quickly out there in the fan world. And so the idea of a spinoff grew pretty rapidly right from the beginning.
So I was curious, with an actress like Mary with so much experience both on television, movies, and on the stage too, what attracts her to a particular script?
The very single most important thing for me that has to, it's sort of A on my list, has to happen, is that I am as interested in the overall story as I am in the character I might be playing. If I don't a great character in a weak story. To me, if it's a weak story, the character's not great. So it's not about how much is this character in or how deeply do we go. At first, it is, what is the story about? And in the case of Closer into Major Crime, I was able to look at what the whole franchise is about. What are we dealing with here? We're dealing with helping people who are in the most critical moment of their lives and trying to help them through and out and trying to protect the innocent. So the overall idea has to attract me at first. And the writing has to be good. And then I look at, do I want to play this woman? what is it about this woman that will attract me? So that's kind of how it goes.
With such a solid acting background, what about branching out, writing, producing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, for many years, I was so that people would say, come on over here, try this, you know, go here, try that. Why don't you do this? And scripts would be sent to me, et cetera, for me to think about producing or, you know, what have you, sort of branch out. I wasn't ready to do that because I was also raising a family at the time. And I just felt like I was using my creativity and my energy in a lot of very important places. But now that my children are grown and there's becoming more room for my creativity to address other areas, I am starting to look at things to produce. And I probably will one of these days decide to shadow a director and see how I feel about it. Yeah.
So if I could offer Mary any project, any role in any medium, what exactly would be on her wish list?
You know, I don't have a wish list per se. What starts to happen is an idea or a feeling about something will start to pull me. And one of the things that started to attract me in the last few years is I actually have a 25-year-old daughter who's quite an outstanding actress and performer. And the idea of working with her started to become rather tantalizing for me. And lo and behold, we've in the middle of thinking about that and kind of looking at some scripts and thinking, well, what would it be? She and I and the actor David Strathairn have been offered a production of The Cherry Orchard at a theater outside of Philadelphia. So I will be going into rehearsal in January to work with my daughter and
wow.
on the stage. And I haven't been back on the stage really in about almost 15 years.
Wow.
So I'm very, very, very excited about that.
That's great.
Quite often how things happen for me is I start to get a feeling about something and then material starts to emerge. You know what I mean? It has a kind of an organic quality to it. I've been lucky that way.
Mary McDonnell captivates again in the third season of Major Crimes on TNT. New episodes every Monday and see more at TNTdrama.com. Jump into it, the very latest in pop culture. Edge of Spider-Verse will be a new 5-issue miniseries in the Spider-Man universe that'll take place as a special event this fall from Marvel. Every issue of the book will have a different team. The first 3 issues will be in September, and issues 4 and 5 will wrap up in October. Some of the folks involved will be David Hein and Jason Latour. Gerard Way will be writing the final issue of the book, which again is number 5, and that's the one that ships in October. Just because it's summertime, the TV ratings game does not have to slow down. And a couple of interesting notes from the past few days. Jimmy Kimmel beat an original telecast of Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show for the first time a few days back. He was helped by the NBA Finals and that exposure in the primetime pregame special. Meanwhile, Game of Thrones is now officially the most popular series ever on HBO. Season 4 episodes have averaged about 18.4 million viewers, which certainly tops the previous record held by The Sopranos in 2002. Right down to the wire, Ant-Man gets a director and a writer. The writer will be Adam McKay, who you know as partnering with Will Ferrell on a number of projects, including Step Brothers and Anchorman. In the director's chair, Peyton Reed, who has an extensive television background, including things like The Weird Al Show and The Upright Citizens Brigade, and also some movies like Down With Love, The Breakup, and the upcoming 5th Beatle adaptation of that graphic novel. According to Marvel, the film is still on schedule for its release next summer. Hard to believe, but it's the 30th anniversary of the release of the first Ghostbusters movie, and Sony Pictures has a big deal planned for it, including a limited theatrical run of a restored and remastered cut of that first film. That'll hit some 700 theaters in August, and then in September, Sony releases a Ghostbusters 30th anniversary Blu-ray edition and the 25th anniversary Blu-ray edition of the second Ghostbusters film, which, by the way, is its first release in the Blu-ray format. Both feature plenty of extras, including deleted scenes and new interviews with Ivan Reitman and Dan Aykroyd. And you can pick up both films together in a collectible gift set that also features a special exclusive Slimer figure. Hulu has picked up the rights to the Canadian television series Blackstone. All 23 episodes will premiere at once on the network in July. The show, which has received a lot of critical acclaim, tells the story of a crime family on a Native American reservation. Seems like the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences wasn't able to find a network home for the daytime Emmy Award celebration. So now it'll be streamed live online. It takes place on Sunday, June 22nd, and it'll be streamed direct at daytimeemmys.net. This week, budget a little extra time when you head in the comic store. Why? Well, because it's one of those weeks where there's no major number one to fight for or no variants to dig up. It's a week where you can take your time, wander through, and see what you may have missed over the past few weeks. From Dark Horse, the new Lone Wolf and Cub gets a trade paperback collection. Volume 1 of that's out this week. Doomed continues in Superman Wonder Woman number 9. And if you're looking for another thing to bring one of your non-comic reading friends into the fold, well, Angry Birds Comics number 1 debuts this week. From the people at IDW, also from Image this week, a new series called Red City, written by Daniel Corey. And a series that you may have passed up on, but you might want to take a few minutes to dig up the first few of these. Mark Millar's Starlight has issue 4 out this week. You should be able to find at least some printings of the first three issues. Speaking of Image second printings, Walking Dead number 127 gets one of those. And there's a new issue of Walking Dead number 128 out this week. And a new series by writer Matt Hawkins, too, called Wildfire that begins with the first issue. Marvel lets nothing go too far. Amazing Spider-Man number 1, a big seller. So this week we get Amazing Spider-Man number 1.2. One of the big Epcot attractions gets its own series through Disney Marvel. Figment number 1 debuts this week. Hulk number 2 gets a second printing this week. Ms. Marvel number 1 gets a fourth printing. There's a second printing for Nightcrawler number 1 and a new issue of Nightcrawler number 3 this week. And from Valiant, Magnus Robot Fighter number 1, 2, and 3 all get second printings. Check this out and more in a comic shop near you. You can find them with the Comic Book Locator service at 1-888-COMIC-BOOK, with a website called findacomicshop.com, or with a link on the front of the website where we hang out, comicmix.com.
The Point.
That does it for the podcast. Back in a few days in all the right places, like comicmix.com, michaeldavisworld.com, and the iTunes podcast directory as well. But you can follow pop culture in the meantime 24/7 anytime you want it at getthepointradio.com. Listen on any mobile device, Apple or Android, with a free app called iNet Radio. Get that in your app store or at inetradio.com. See you back here in a few days.
Get the-